Are you tired of having too much money in your pockets and now your pants are falling down from the weight? Why not make it easier on yourself and donate that extra cash to our Patreon account? Find the link at our website, ptppodcast.com.
Hey, what's going on? You are listening to Pull the Plug Podcast with myself, Mrs. Godzilla.
And me, Justin G.
And Shane G.
Oh!
Special guest.
Loyal, true fans of Pull the Plug.
Of course.
May recognize Shane's voice from our recent Pull the Plug Plays episodes where we did two episodes of Fortnite.
Yep, and one episode of Super Hot and one episode of Destiny 2.
Hells yeah.
Wow.
Two episodes of Fortnite you can find over at our YouTube channel, but... Shane of Fortnite fame, yeah. So
I like it.
Yeah, he's going to be joining us this evening. Justin Briner has some previous commitments that he couldn't join us this evening, but dare I say we have somebody far more handsome.
Oh, couldn't agree more.
Far more talented and far more popular with the ladies. So,
Are you sure?
Positive.
I mean, that's what I'm gonna say to you.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? You good?
I can't complain.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
We have a puppy.
Yeah, it's not ours.
No. Nope. We just have it. That's confusing.
We've stolen a puppy.
Stole it. Mine.
we are puppy sitting this week, and I realized it, but I don't think I remembered the amount of work and stress that it comes with. Like, I love having her here. Like, I love puppies. Like,
she's so adorable.
She's so fucking cute.
And she's currently asleep.
Yeah, like, she's awesome. But, like, coming home and, like, okay, well now we got to make dinner. It's like, okay, you make dinner, and now you just go make sure she's not destroying all of our things.
Yeah.
And it's just a reminder that I'm not good at handling stress in any way.
That's
so.
Also true.
Yeah.
As if you needed a reminder.
No, that's true.
So if she wakes up during the episode, you may hear her. So just a fair warning.
Yeah, a little barky bark, but that's, you know, whatever. That's totally fine.
Yep.
I don't have anything funny or whatnot to talk about to start the show with, but I do have a little bit of housekeeping.
Oh, good.
So we've... a lot of like kind of behind the scenes stuff. We have kind of changed where we host the show,
which literally does not matter to anybody.
It shouldn't affect anything. Actually, it's actually a benefit.
Yeah.
Because using this service called Anchor, it means that we're able to kind of distribute the show in a lot more different avenues and different ways that people would maybe want to listen to a show. You don't necessarily have to use Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Like you can have all these different services, and it just makes it nice and easy for you. You know, if you don't want to use one, you can use the other. So what that means, though, is that the current way that you're subscribed to it right now, just for safekeeping, I don't necessarily even know if this would happen, but because we've switched, your current feed shortly may not work within like a month or so.
Yeah, if you head to your podcast and you're like, I'm going to listen to the new Pull the Plug, why isn't it there? It's not that we've dropped off the face of the earth. It's that we've changed locations.
Yeah.
It shouldn't affect your subscription, but if it does, where do they find us?
Yeah, so thankfully, we've made it really easy. If you go to kind of our page on Anchor, and we're going to be posting this everywhere, so don't worry about it. If you go to Anchor... just like the thing that sailors use, anchor.fm/pull the plug. Super
Easy enough.
anchor.fm/pull the plug. It's a super easy. You can listen to this show right through there if you want to.
How easy was it, Shane? What was the website?
He wasn't. He wasn't listening.
No. anchor.m/PDP. No.
That was super close.
That was all right. That was close.
Even
enough.
For a guy who is not paying attention to a thing we're saying, he almost remembered it. So it's that simple, guys.
Wasn't it like PTP podcast at the end?
No. It was close, though.
Pull the plug?
It's pull the plug. Yeah.
Fuck.
anchor.fm/pull the plug. There will be a quiz later, so I'm just going to make sure you
know that. Put him on the spot.
That's right.
Anchor.fm/pull the plug.
There you go.
There we go.
So if you go to that page, you can play all the episodes and stuff like that right from there. But it does give you little buttons where you can subscribe to the show through all of the different available services that are out there. Whether you use Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, whatever it is, if you use it, it's probably going to be there. just go to follow those links and subscribe again, just to make sure that you're going to get, if you want to continue to listen to the show, which I would presume you do.
Hopefully, fingers hopefully crossed.
Hopefully you do.
That's and if they how, don't, you it's your it. Fault.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Oh, no. That is way too much pressure for me. So.
Make G feel better and just go ahead and go resubscribe.
Yeah, it just makes it easier. The new service is a lot easier to deal with on our end. It's a hell of a lot cheaper. And it's going to allow us to do things a little bit more reliably in a lot of different instances. So, again, anchor.fm/pull the plug.
Anchor.fm/pull the plug.
Remember that, yeah. Shane.
Anchor.fm/pull the plug.
Nailed it.
So good.
Nailed
We've
it.
All got this, guys. Got it. We're starting the night strong.
Do you guys want to talk about what's coming up on tonight's show?
We should.
I'm a big fan of the ridiculousness that is the Flat Earthers.
Yes.
Shane, I'm assuming you know what a flat earther is. So it's a person who thinks that the earth is flat, not round.
And on
your response, by the way, is perfect.
On a recent trip to the UK, people in Scotland are like full, not everybody, obviously.
No, certainly
but
not.
It's like an epidemic there where we saw signs and like graffiti and shit everywhere about flat earther conspiracies and flat earther like meetups that they were gonna have, mm-hmm. and like don't be dumb, the earth is flat, and it's like, ooh, that's awkward.
Yeah, it's super awkward. Well, there's a new claim that's been put out by the by numerous flat earthers that I just find hilarious.
Okay, and I'd
like
to share. Flat earthers.
Flat earthers is what they're colloquially called. Flat earthers. They
why
believe the earth is.
Why would somebody call them that?
I think we need to start with why would somebody be a flat earther?
Yeah, why would somebody be one?
I don't know. Well, maybe you can figure that out and bring back a report.
Oh, no. The earth's flat. What are we going to do?
Fall off the edge. We've Walk got a recurring right weekly feature, Sucks to Suck.
Sucks to Suck.
Take a look at some really dumb people making really bad choices. I want to talk about a man. This man comes from Ontario, in our province.
Lovely. Close to home dummies.
The man who doesn't exist.
What?
That's confusing.
It is a weird story, and it's causing him a lot of problems, so I want to talk about that. And I have a fantastic Would You Rather for the both of you to take tonight.
Excellent.
That I think appeals to who you both are as people internally.
Well, that's fun.
And what your loves are and what your passions are. I think it's going to speak to those perfectly. So,
and I think we're going to find that Shane and I love and are passionate about very similar things.
Very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You guys are...
We both like rum.
Yeah. That's not
awkward.
He's
19.
He's a very small-sounding 19-year-old. So we got all that, plus your entertainment update, and some great music coming your way tonight here on Pull the Plug.
We're going to get the night started here with a special request.
Yeah.
This one goes out to Jordan, who made a request from the Facebook page, and you can do so as well. Facebook.com/PTP Podcast, or you can head to PTPPodcast.com to find all of our social links or our contact form on the website.
Exactly.
So, Jordan, this one's for you. Here's Colors from Among Millions on PTP Podcast.
Guys, we're leaving.
comes there. And that one goes out to Jordan on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening, as always, man. And keep the requests coming.
That's right. Again, facebook.com/pullthepluglog. PTP podcast.
Yep, you're wrong.
Son of a bitch.
Come on, Justin.
That's going to fuck me up.
Or pullthepluglog.com.
PTPpodcast.com.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It really does matter.
Yeah.
Because if you type in one thing, it won't go to that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Websites.
First story of the evening. You guys have heard of... I was going to say something there, and I'm not going to bother saying it, because it's the dumbest thing one could ever say. I was
just
about
say,
to say...
Say it.
I was about to say, you guys have heard of Australia.
What?
So...
Where is this mythical place?
Well, I'm glad you said the word mythical, Shannon.
Excellent, good.
According to one flat earther, and Shane, that's a person who believes that the earth is flat, the land down under is all just smoke and mirrors.
Not a thing.
It is not real. It's a made-up place.
Oh,
it's
exciting.
A ruse.
Do they know what the center of the earth is? Do they know what it's made out of?
These are all questions. I think those are valid questions.
I don't know. Is there a center of the earth?
Yes, there is.
Well, there's still there's a middle.
Oh,
right?
Oh my
like
God.
End
yeah,
end.
It's a ball. It's a sphere.
A sphere.
That's made out of like hard rock or something. And then there's molten lava around it.
This guy.
He's very smart.
Very educated.
God, have you ever went into science? You ever looked at it? You ever heard of it?
ever heard of science?
You ever heard of it? That's a valid point. So this theory surfaced last year, but has its roots in a Flat Earth Society forum thread all the way back from 2006.
Oh,
and
man.
It reads...
When I was born.
There you go. It's probably you that wrote it. Most of you have probably been brought up believing in the imaginary land called Australia.
I'm so confused already.
So I bet many of you even learned about it in school.
I did.
To tell you the truth.
No,
well,
I didn't.
The fact is that Australia doesn't really exist. Everything you have ever heard about it was made up, and any pictures of it you have seen were faked by the government.
Oh my God.
It continues. I am sure you have even talked to people on the internet who claim to be from Australia. They are really secret government agents who are surfing the internet to enforce these false beliefs. It continues. We are not entirely sure why the government made up an imaginary continent or why it is trying to convince the world that this continent is real, but we can tell you that we know for a fact that Australia doesn't really exist. Please join us in our quest to convince the world of the truth.
What the hell?
Your face, Shannon, perfectly describes my feeling towards it, which is...
What?
I'm literally crying right now. It's so funny.
You're saying this is coming from a Flat Earther Society?
One person originally wrote that whole thing on a Flat Earth... Because the Flat Earth Society is a fucking thing. They had a forum, and this guy wrote a post on this forum.
Right.
Wait. Has he walked on Australia?
Probably not, no.
Well, then, he never knows if it's real or not.
So...
Has he looked at a map?
Have any Flat Earthers from Australia come out and debunked this theory?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Like, dude, I'm on the same page as you, but... I'm also
not.
On a different continent.
So a Facebook user similarly went viral last year after making her case for a non-existent Australia. And her name is Shelley Florid.
This is an epidemic.
She posed the theory that Australians are all actors or computer-generated personas, part of the plot to trick the world.
Oh, I love it so much.
And according to Indie 100, she said in this post, "It's not real. It's a hoax made for us to believe that Britain moved over their criminals to someplace. In reality, all these criminals were loaded off the ships into the waters, drowning before they could see land ever again. It's a cover-up for one of the greatest mass murders in history made by one of the most prominent empires." She even goes far as to say Australians are computer-generated, which is unnerving because I've worked with a number of Australians.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm now living in Westworld with robots is... terrifying.
Well, and like one of our best friends is currently living in Australia. Does that mean she has become a robot? Like,
that's a great point.
Did they disassemble her and reassemble her with new parts?
See,
that would be cool.
Yeah,
that would be rad.
That would be cool.
Maybe. I got nothing. Like, how do you get to that point in your life where that's what your belief is?
Like, how do you even? get to that thought. I mean, it's something that, I mean, I would never look at a map of the world and say, part of this doesn't exist.
Yeah, this is all, this part here. Everything else, totally legit, but this part right here, that's made up.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I
creepy line.
Look, I can understand having a distrust in government and authority.
Oh, for sure.
We all should. But this might be taking it a little too far. That dog outside needs to shut the fuck up right now. I'm going to go. I don't want to hit a dog. I'm going to hit a dog.
He's a flat earther.
I'm going to punch the dog in the snout. Dogs have snouts, right?
Aww, they're that
puppy, the puppy was not happy
don't
about
be mean.
That.
Don't be mean to Pepper.
I'm not going to do that. I just don't understand how you get to that point in your life. But if you, I would love it so much if one of our listeners was a flat earther.
That would be cool.
I can't imagine someone listening to this show
who's a flat earther
is going to be that naive.
Reasonable?
Yeah.
Is going to be a reasonable individual?
I would think so.
Well, if you are, let us know, ptppodcast.com. There's a contact form on there. You can also hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. And I would really legitimately love to talk to you.
Oh, for sure. I honestly can't imagine that we'd have a listener that is someone who is laughing along with us through all of these shows would turn around and be like, no.
Everything is stupid. But the earth is flat, gentlemen. And I tell you this,
it reminds,
I don't know why he's from Africa, but
it reminds me of South Park.
Yeah.
The actor who played Chef, voiced Chef, laughed along the entire way through the entire series, and then they did the Scientology episode. He happened to be a Scientologist, and he quit the show.
Yeah, he freaked out.
So that is now what I'm picturing
equivalent.
As our one listener who's a flat earther.
My favorite part about your whole analogy there is that you kind of equate us to South Park, and that's what I really like, is that...
No, it was just a similar situation.
Hey, Justin, what if I said I was a flat earther? What would you do? Would you punch me in the face?
I wouldn't punch you in the face. No, I wasn't punching. I wasn't talking about punching flat earthers. I was talking about punching dogs in the face.
That's no better.
I mean,
that's actually probably a lot worse.
That's probably a lot worse. I think if I were introduced to somebody, or if I found out that a close family member
was
a flat earther, if I found that out, I would have a legitimate conversation and try to figure out why you would think that.
How you got there.
And
then we'd look at you and say, haven't you heard of science?
Yeah, we would bring up the age-old Shane quote, science, have you heard of it? So that's a valid point.
What would you do if you were a flat earther?
I'm not a flat earther.
No, what would you do if you were?
You would believe in a flat earth?
I would believe in a flat earth. I don't understand how to answer that question.
Think about it. Have you ever heard of science? Think about it.
You bring up an excellent point. We'll be linking to this story as well as all the stories on tonight's show over at the website.
PTPpodcast.com.
And once again, anchor.fm/pulltheplug to resubscribe to all of your podcast feeds for the show. Just make sure you get us.
Do it up.
That's it.
Anchor.com.
No, you're stopping. Later.
But first, great cover here from Mercy Playground, Needle in the Damage Done on PTP.
I caught you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? Oh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. I sing this song because I loved the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
And now it's time for your Pull the Plug entertainment update.
You're just mashing it now.
Top five movies at the box office this week. Number five, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. $364 million so far.
I've always wanted to watch that movie. I want to watch it so bad.
The Jurassic Park movies are so good.
Have you seen any of the Jurassic Park movies?
I've seen the latest one, like the one before this one.
Okay. And that's it, though? Yeah. You've never seen any of the three? Holy shit, man.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
So good.
Movie night.
Totally movie night.
Oh, man. I can't wait. That's going to be awesome. All right.
Number four, Incredibles 2. $535.9 million so far.
Tickets to Mass.
Holy balls.
I heard that was a crappy movie.
What?
What?
I've heard from nobody that it's a crappy movie.
Except Shane.
Except from Shane.
You'd
so
be surprised
Shane.
Many people I hear that said that movie was crappy.
You'd be surprised at how many people I know. Very surprised.
I know a lot. I went through three schools.
Number three, The Rock is back in Skyscraper. $25 million in its opening weekend. Number two, Ant-Man and the Wasp, $133.1 million so far.
So good.
I
want to
see that.
What a great movie that was.
Such a good time.
I want to see that. Why didn't you guys take me? You buttholes.
We are buttholes.
I
mean,
that is true.
I will give you that.
Look.
And opening strong, $45.4 million in its opening weekend, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation.
Yeah.
Are you interested in that one, Shane?
No.
All right.
Okay, good.
We can
still be related. That's a good call.
Opening this week, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Here we go again.
Mama, how can I resist it? Anyway, continue.
Anyway.
The Equalizer 2.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a fun song for that one.
Equalizer.
Unfriended Dark Web.
Ooh.
That's fun. I love that you also went into that Mamma Mia song not actually knowing the words, even though the words are in the title of the movie.
I said, here we go again, and then and then that's all I know. That's all I got.
I thought it was really impressive.
Wow.
That's all I know.
Wow. I was really impressed.
Yeah. Coming soon to theaters, July 27th, we've got Mission Impossible Fallout.
Which, early reviews are in. Critics are saying this is the best Mission Impossible movie yet.
Yeah.
And possibly the best action movie to date.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
What the hell?
That's amazing.
Unreal.
Look, I love the Mission Impossible. They're just a good romp. They're a fun time. It makes me happy that they continue to make them and they make them good.
This has me so excited.
And also opening up July 27th, Teen Titans Go to the movies, which legit, it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah,
actually.
It does, yeah.
And opening up August 3rd, we've got The Darkest Minds, The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Which I
actually
saw that
really good.
Trailer before Ant-Man. It looked stupid good.
It looks really funny.
Yeah.
Searching and also Christopher Robin.
Yeah, if you want all the feels.
If you want all the feels, you want to hate the fact that you're growing old and that everything is fleeting. Watch that trailer, because goddamn, that'll punch you in the face.
On a plane ride recently, too, I watched a movie called Goodbye, Christopher Robin, also recently released.
It's about someone who murdered Christopher Robin, and Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and everything go to find the murderer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was also quite the heart-wrenching movie.
Oh, yeah, pulls at your heartstrings. Because you remember back to like when you read Winnie the Pooh or watch Winnie the Pooh cartoons and stuff, and it's all about family and shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting that two Christopher Robin movies came out so close together.
Yeah, that is interesting.
That's fun when that happens.
Yeah.
New releases in movies, we've got Blumhouse's Truth or Dare, Isle of Dogs, I Feel Pretty.
I feel pretty.
So pretty.
Song. There you go.
Super Troopers 2, You Were Really Never Here, and another one with The Rock, because you can't get enough of that guy. Rampage.
Yeah, he's got a contract. Rampage. He needs a new movie out every 3 months, or else he ceases to exist.
Actually?
No. Can you imagine, though?
Rampage.
He just disappears.
Unreal.
His life is still being. Coming soon for movie releases, Ready Play One, Dream big, engineering our world.
Ready Player One sounds fine.
Any idea what the other one is? Dream big.
I think it's like an IMAX, like not documentary, but like showcase sort of thing. You know how they have like IMAX,
like underwater
stuff? Shit. It's kind of like that.
Those
I think.
Things are always good.
They are interesting.
I would imagine this would be quite good then.
Exactly. Yeah.
New releases in music for July 20th. We've got Forma, Semblance, Laurie McKenna, The Tree, Punch Brothers, All Ashore, and Ty Segall and White Fence with Joy. Top 5 on Billboard.com. Number 5 is Invasion of Privacy from Cardi B.
Cardi B!
Number 4 is Question Mark from XXXTentacion. Sure. I can never say it right.
No.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter. He's dead.
That's true. Number 3, Beast Mode 2 from Future.
No, Shannon. It's all capitals.
Okay. Beast Mode 2!
That's a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Thank you. Yeah. Number 2, Beer Bungs and Bentley's Post Malone. And number 1 this week, Scorpion from Drake.
Wait, what was that Post Malone song?
Beer Bungs and Bentley's.
Beer Bungs and Bentley's.
He's going to download it right now.
No, he's going to get... Don't play it. I don't want to hear it.
I'm not
going
to play it. Calm down.
I don't want to hear it, says the old man in the room.
No, because we don't have licensing to play it.
Also true.
Celebrity birthdays for July 18th.
Give me that. Boom, boom, boom.
Date.
That burp, burp, burp.
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 Date.
Burp, burp, burp.
Date.
Actor Chase Crawford is 33. Actress Priyanka Chopra is 36.
That's
and
a fun name.
Oh! As Briner, as Briner would say.
Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
All right, I'm interested.
Actress Kristen Bell is 38. Also a home. Musician MIA is 43. Also a home. It sounds like I'm saying also a hoe. That's not what I'm saying at all. Exactly. I'm actually not.
Hoe.
Yeah. You're a
hoe. Actor Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is 51. TV host Wendy Williams is 54. And entrepreneur Richard Branson is 68.
That's quite the list of birthdays.
Right?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
And that is your entertainment update. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, it sucks to sucks time.
Hey, Justin, I got a question for you. Suck.
What?
Is Vin Diesel gay? I hear this. All the time.
Justin, do you have the inside scoop on Vin Diesel's sexual
Vin
preference?
Diesel gay?
Well, I'd like to reveal that I am indeed Harvey Levin. And, no, I've heard that. I've heard that
really?
Too.
I've heard like the rumor, but there's nothing. It's all just rumor and nonsense. Not that it matters, but I don't think he is.
And that was a Justin moment.
Yeah,
you
there you
think.
Go. No, I don't. No, I don't think like. Everything I've read, it's always just like, he might be because he dresses this way, which is not an indication at all of anybody being anything. So that's, you know.
Other than wealthy.
Well, he does wear a lot of tank tops. So, I mean, poor
tank
people.
Tank tops are life.
Tank tops are life.
Oh, man.
Especially when it's cold outside.
All right.
We're coming up on Sex to Suck, but first, here is Bartender from Kevin Foster. Find him over at KevDFoster.com. Listen now.
Another rusty morning, head still pounding. You, sudden rush of endorphins, the smell of smoke, and your pretty little lips are still blue from the whiskey and the wine we went through. The there ain't no sour grape that could taint the wine we shed each night. Something. Lonely travel home, there's a
ring on my phone. She says, why don't you come by for a few? I'll pour a scotch and Jameson too.
Bartender there from Kevin Foster, and we are back here at Pull the Plug with Sucks to Suck.
Sucks to Suck.
Just like that's Justin.
How dare you? Got me
tripping
good.
Hard
you got,
early.
You got me good. Got me good. Sucks to Duck, for those of Sucks to Duck is not what it's called. It's called Sucks to Suck. And for
that's what happens when it auto-corrects in your mind.
Sucks to Duck, yeah. Yeah, exactly. For those of you unfamiliar with Sucks to Suck, every week take a look at a few stories in the news where people have made dumb decisions, made bad calls, done the wrong thing, and we like to make fun of them here. And it also it's a good way for us to feel better about ourselves,
absolutely,
in the long run. So three stories for you tonight. This one's this first one comes out of Thibodeau, and I don't know where that is. So
Thibodeau. Sounds like Florida.
Yeah, it sounds like a Florida thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing. But right. Probably Florida. Most dumb people are there. A 24-year-old Thibodeau man was arrested last Wednesday night after calling 911 to find out if there were any active warrants for his arrest.
Oh, well, that's fun. That was good of him to ask.
Christian Palacios of Bell Street is charged with unlawful use of the 911 system. Said the Thibodeau Police Department. About 10:01 p.m., police responded to the call after he called 911 to inquire if there were any warrants out for his arrest. After admitting he knew the difference between an emergency and a non-emergency, he was issued a misdemeanor summons. So he's doing fine.
Yeah.
Had no warrants. Calls 911 to see, hey, do I have any warrants?
Anybody looking for me?
That's not the avenue to call for that. Oh, and then he's charged. So I love that.
So is he in jail now?
Just
for calling the police?
Well, you don't know. That's not calling the police. That's calling 911, and that's not an emergency.
Put your hands up!
Exactly. They ran. They busted it on his door. Get the fuck up! And that's why.
I'm gonna fucking blow your brains out.
And that's why he
sucks to suck.
This one comes out of our very own capital here in Ottawa.
Oh,
of Ottawa. We're not in Ottawa, but of Ottawa. The Liberal government spent more than $30,000 to come up with a better name for its job training agency, which is called the Future Skills Lab.
Right.
So it spent $30,000 on a whole, you know, team. Stop laughing. It spent $30,000 on a team to come up with this name change, and they settled on Future Skills Center instead.
What was the difference?
It was called Future Skills Lab, and now it's called the Future Skills Center.
Okay.
The idea and original name were generated by Finance Minister Bill Morneau's 2017 budget, and the agency's mandate is to find new ways to provide skills training, combining efforts with the Future Skills Council, which it helps identify like emerging job markets and stuff like that. So people who are looking for jobs and kind of have correct training for those jobs are actually able to get those jobs.
Wait, right. Wait, what? He paid $30,000 to hire like men just to write down names?
That's essentially what they did.
Pretty much.
That is essentially.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Like, not.
They suck badly. That is just so stupid to do.
Shanna, I think we found a new jingle for Sex to Suck.
100%. I was just thinking the same.
That sucks.
That sucks. God.
I'm not even going to segue into that. And then finally, this one comes out of the Jersey Shore.
Oh, no.
Seaside Heights, New Jersey in particular. Police say a woman from London, England, 67-year-old Margaret Reynolds, walking on the beach one afternoon when it was kind of a windy day, and she was impaled by a beach umbrella.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
Part of the umbrella.
I did not see this coming
at
all.
Wait, where did she get impaled?
Part of the umbrella pierced her right ankle and was driven completely through due to the force of the wind.
No.
I'm going to puke.
Borough Police Chief Tommy Boyd says fire crews had to use a bolt cutter on the umbrella to free the woman and put her in an ambulance. So they try to put her in the ambulance and the umbrella's getting in the way of the door.
Why didn't they just close it?
That's actually
come
a really
on,
good
come
point.
Back.
Oh, man.
Dr. Chris Strother, an emergency department pediatrician, was there to help. He said a spoke, not the shaft of the umbrella, injured the woman. Big beach umbrella blew loose with the wind, flew down and hit a woman with the end of the spoke, went right through the bottom of her leg. It went in here and out the other side. Struthers says he and others immediately sprang into action.
Oh, man.
Hackensack Meridian Health said Reynolds was in good condition last Tuesday and said it was just an accident. There's nothing weird to report there. Just a freak accident of a crazy gale force wind and an umbrella through your ankle.
That's insane.
That is a shit day at the beach.
That totally sucks to suck.
Stay up to date with all of these stories and everything that we're talking about on tonight's show over at the website.
P2Ppodcast.com.
Remember, Shane, you don't have to say it now. No, you don't have to say it now. Just remember it because it's coming up later.
I know it. I have it.
I believe you.
I
but
have
you
it
just,
in my mind.
You can just leave it there in your mind, and we're going to ask it. Like he's doing carry the one. He's figuring it all out. Once
carry
again,
the one.
P2Ppodcast.com for all your pull the plug needs.
Absolutely. Back to the music here. Here's Jacqueline Happen's cover of Million Reasons here on Pull the Plug.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. A million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If I could find a dry way, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. A million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. And I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn-out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one. Good one to stay. Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like then I stop breathing but completely aware. You're giving me a million reasons. A million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If you see something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. You're giving me a million reasons. A million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. And I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to. Hey, yeah, yeah. Baby, I'm bleeding, bleeding. Hey, hey, yeah. Can't you give me what I'm needing, needing? Every heartbreak makes it hard to keep the faith. But baby, I just need one good one, good one, good one, good one. tell me that you'll be the good one, good one. Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Million Reasons cover there from Jacqueline Van Happen. And if you want more Jacqueline Van Happen in your life,
why the hell wouldn't you?
You probably should.
Yeah.
You can head down to Tillsonburg Forge Fest 2018.
What?
Going down this July 28th. That's a Saturday. Dozens and dozens of bands. It's insane that there's a number of venues across the town with a ton of artist showcases, and all you have to do is pay $20 for your wristband, and that's it. And
that's amazing.
That's actually not that bad.
It is amazing. There's an art fest. There's 5 different venues taking place and music happening from 6 o'clock till 2 a.m.
Wow,
it's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
$20 again, and if you want tickets, we're going to be linking to it in our show notes, so check them out there. And otherwise, we'll be posting a link on all of our socials, which you can find at p2bpodcast.com.
Do you ever think you see the day, Shannon, where there was going to be a music festival in your hometown? Because I
wouldn't have. Yeah, do you know what I always saw coming?
Of course you did. Because you're full of hope and optimism.
There was always a great little music scene in Tillsonburg. Yeah, I saw it coming.
That's rad.
Did real well.
I love that. This is a weird story.
Okay.
A 20-year-old man from a rural town in eastern Ontario, and that's the province that we're currently in. actually, from Sydenham, which is like 30 kilometers north of Kingston.
Okay.
He doesn't officially exist on paper because he has no birth certificate, no social insurance number, and no driver's license. So to the government of Ontario, Lucas James Velli was never born.
That's so confusing.
So,
that's cool.
Velli said in an interview by phone last Tuesday, "It's a huge pain not being able to do anything. I can't get a job. I can't get a license. I can't really do anything, to be honest. You can't really live a life." Because for all of the ways to get a license and a job, you need government identity in some way.
Yep.
If he could, he said he'd be working at a local hardware store, saving up money in case he wants post-secondary education one day. And his mother said it's been terrible for him. He can't work. He can't drive. He can't have a bank account.
So the mother says this, but wasn't it her responsibility to obtain these certificates for her?
Here's where we're gonna. This is where it kind of comes in interesting. So he was born back in 1998 at his then home in Bell Rock, which is another small town not far from Sydney.
Wait, how old is he?
1998, what is he? He's 20. He's 20 years old.
That makes sense.
His mother applied. Yeah, right. His mother applied for his birth certificate and health card at the time.
Right.
But said that after waiting a few weeks, the only thing she got in the mail was a health card. The lack of a birth certificate didn't become a problem for them until years later. Before he was 16, she says, it was never an issue. We had a health card, and that is what we used to get him into school. He got all his immunizations. He went to the doctor, so it was never an issue.
She did not do her due diligence.
No, she did not.
That's insane.
Yeah. But when Nielsen tried to renew her son's health card when he was 16, the staff at the counter told her it wasn't possible without a birth certificate. She soon learned her son's very existence wasn't properly recorded, and he was never registered as being born, so the Ontario government has no record of him.
That's
which is bizarre.
Mind-boggling, yeah.
The family applied to the provincial government for a delayed statement of birth and identification 4 times, but received no response.
Wait.
Could he
do whatever he wanted?
He would be the perfect candidate for, like, a secret agent.
Could he do whatever he wanted?
Well,
because
like,
there's
I don't
know, record of him. Like, why could they put
well,
him in jail?
You could get away with a lot of things, but you also wouldn't have you couldn't get really anything either. Like you can't do anything. Like if you're
a conundrum.
Except for rob a bank.
Yeah, but if you rob a bank, you're still just brought into jail. Like it doesn't like
yeah, but
just because you don't exist on paper doesn't mean you don't physically exist. Like you can still you can still get taken to jail and being like, oh, you have this health card. Like it makes like sure
yeah,
you don't.
What if I didn't even have a health card?
Well, he does have a health card.
But what if he didn't? He could get away with anything.
You're asking things I don't have the answers to.
We'll answer them.
Along with the necessary forms, Velli sent in his health card, the birth certificate of his parents, his report card, and his immunization records. The family recently connected with the newly re-elected his MPP, whose office has stepped in to help the man get recognized by the Ontario government. And Velli said that after this gentleman stepped in, he's hoping to receive his identification in a few weeks. I think it's going to feel great being alive and actually existing.
Mm-hmm. How bizarre is that, though, that someone slipped through the cracks like that?
Slipped through the cracks for so long.
But, and I still blame the mother.
Oh, like, the mother is 100% to blame.
She got
there.
One piece of identification and was like, ah, that's enough.
Yeah.
No, it's not, lady. Yeah,
he can live.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine with the health card. It'll be whatever.
Yeah. He can do whatever he wants.
Like, you know what it takes to be a person as recognized by the government. It's just, that's just an odd thing to not do.
100%.
Get it together, parents.
Dummies.
God. I could have included this in the sucks to suck. Like, the mother Dummies. Could have been. That was terrifying.
It was totally worth its own little break. I like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stay up to date with everything Pull the Plug related. Just head on over to our website.
P2Ppodcast.com.
Coming up next, we've got a wonderful Would You Rather for the both of you to take. And I'm going to enjoy being a part of it. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's not gross.
Good. Thank
it's
you.
It's not weird.
I appreciate Why did you that? Make it weird or gross? I love those kinds.
You're just like Christian.
Yep.
But I think you're going to enjoy it regardless. So stay tuned for that.
But first, Kiss Me, and I'm not just hitting on you. Here's a cover from Sarah M.
Kiss Me.
Kiss me out on the bearded barley nightly beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing, swing that spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. So kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Lead me out on the moonlit floor. Lift your open hand. Strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. A silver moon sparkling. So kiss me.
Sarah M's cover of Sixpence None the Richer's Kiss Me, and we are back at Pull the Plug.
Oh, I've got a good Would You Rather for you guys.
I'm ready.
It's a lovely, tasty Would You Rather. This is the Would You Rather sandwich versus sandwich edition.
Oh, I love sandwiches so much.
You guys are going to have to pick between two different sandwiches.
Sandwiches
Are you
suck.
Ready?
Sandwiches
fuck
suck.
You.
Fuck
you.
I'm so ready for this sandwich quiz.
All right. BLT. Or breakfast sandwich?
BLT.
Breakfast sandwich.
Breakfast sandwich?
Yeah.
Or BLT? And you're so, okay.
BLTs are fucking bomb. Bomb diggity.
Breakfast sandwiches went out.
I'm surprised by that.
I am too.
Wow.
But not by much. 55% of people would agree with the breakfast sandwich.
Wow.
Wait, so I won?
Yeah. Wait.
Yay!
No.
I said BLT!
Yeah, exactly. And breakfast sandwich won out.
Fuck.
You fall in one
and you don't lose. I just win the popular vote.
Yeah, you should get the popular vote.
I'm just going to be like the prom queen.
All right, so next up, chicken parmesan or a meatball sub?
Chicken parmesan.
I'd go with meatball sub.
Mm. All right.
All right. Again, a pretty close one.
Both are delicious.
Both are delicious. Yeah, that needs to be said. Both are delicious.
Let me guess, Shannon.
Chicken Parmesan does win out with 60% of the vote.
Okay, 40%, all right.
Not too bad. A Reuben.
It's a Reuben.
So that's
It's kind of like a corned beef with sauerkraut and like Thousand Island dressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
So a Reuben or a Cubano. So Cubano is like a ham
with melted cheese on it.
Melted cheese.
Pickles.
It's like a panini like.
Cubano.
I'd have to go the same.
Yeah, Cubano. These people are wrong. They went with Reuben.
Also delicious.
Reubens are good. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But Reuben wins out with 58% on this one. Cubanos are so good, though. That melted cheese is
what
does
it. And I will say, I think it's a very American thing, the Reuben, because here in Canada, we have the Montreal smoked meat sandwich, which you put those on an even playing field, and the
Just
Montreal
AK.
Smoked meat sandwich is on a pedestal for sure. As much as I do like Reubens, Montreal smoked meat is our Canadian version of that sandwich, and it's infinitely better.
Oh,
Canadian,
100%.
Eh?
Ham or turkey?
Turkey.
Ham.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Head
Why?
I'm just not a big fan of ham.
Yeah, you don't like you don't like a lot of like pork actually in general.
Yeah.
So.
What?
I know. But I made a delicious pork
here.
Dinner tonight, didn't
you did
I?
Make a lot of very delicious pork chops, so
with
that's
some
true.
Apples.
Turkey wins out on this one. 63% of people.
Wow.
So
I'm surprised by that, actually.
I am, too, because people love their pig.
They adore ham, yeah.
This one's a tough one, I think. Would you rather have a pulled pork sandwich or a Philly cheesesteak sandwich?
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
Philly cheesesteak.
God, I love that you guys aren't agreeing on anything.
Yeah.
State your case. I need more from you. That's just like
no. Both are good.
Wow, that's helpful.
No, I don't know. I just like the chili or Philly cheesesteak. You've got more toppings. You've got the peppers, the mushrooms, the cheese.
Right.
I like that. I don't know.
All right.
Just pulled pork tastes good in general.
Yeah, it does.
Pulled pork wins out on this one.
Yeah.
Very minorly with 51%.
Oh, so Shane's the 1% difference.
That's right. You nailed it. All right. This is a three ways here.
Hot.
We all love a good three-way. So, tuna salad, egg salad, or chicken salad?
Egg.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to go with the other egg. Both, all three, very good. Chicken salad, actually, I could take or leave it. But
Yeah,
I think I'd have to go with egg salad.
Going egg salad?
Yeah.
I like your choices. These people are fucking idiots.
Chicken salad wins.
Chicken salad won at 47%, and egg salad is at the lowest with 25%.
That's nonsense. That's
Fuck
people who
you.
Don't know how to make egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right? Yeah. You don't know how to prepare your eggs.
Yeah,
you
dickwads. They're just wrong.
Shannon, do you know what a croquet monsieur is?
Croquette monsieur.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you describe that?
That
looks fucking tasty.
Yeah. It,
I've never heard of it though.
It's ham melted with an egg fried.
Okay.
And that's it.
But this one looks like there's like cheese melted on the outside of it too.
Oh yeah, there is. Did I not? Oh, ham and then cheese melt. I'm pretty sure.
I thought you said cheese like inside.
Yeah, you
did. Well, it's a sandwich.
Well, yeah, but this one has cheese on the outside. That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah,
right.
It does.
Okay. So there's cheese both places. Wait,
yeah,
okay,
lots
cool.
of cheese.
So you want that?
Yeah.
Croquette monsieur?
Yep.
Or a French dip? So like the beef, and you just dip it.
Like a beef dip.
Beef dip.
Yeah, I gotta go beef dip.
Yep.
Wow, I'm going croquet monsieur, and I am right on this one. 58% of people agree with me, and it's going purely for the cheese, the melted cheese on the bread.
It is fucking delicious.
That
for
sounds,
me, it's a lot of cheese.
That sounds
but
fucking outstanding.
Super good.
Two more: a shrimp po' boy or a lobster roll.
Oh God, no! Both, please, forever.
No, you get one forever.
I want both forever.
You get one forever for the rest of your life.
Oh,
fucking deal
so
with it.
Good.
Neither.
Neither. Have you had either?
No.
Oh, see.
I'd probably take the shrimp though.
I'd probably do lobster roll if I had to go one for the rest of my life. Lobster.
Shrimp po' boy wins by at 51%.
Po' boys are fucking delicious.
This
That's just rude to put those up against each other.
That's fair. And the final two. Maybe the standard, the classics of all sandwiches.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jam / jelly or grilled cheese. Peanut butter and jam.
What kind
versus
of jam's
cheese.
On it, though?
Your
Whatever,
favorite,
your
kind,
favorite
of jam.
Kind of jam versus your favorite way to make a grilled cheese. So whatever cheese you want on there.
I feel
Look at you. You're like in pain thinking of it.
They're probably the two sandwiches I eat the most.
Well, yeah.
Carbs.
Yeah, I just love bread. Big fan. You can tell by my
Look
ass.
At this. The gears are turning in Shane's head. I like that. He's figuring out how can I get both.
I feel like grilled cheese offers more opportunity.
It's not a job interview.
Are you kidding me? Actually, in my line of work, it would be.
It would be
part of the question for my interview.
You're right.
I think grilled cheese just offers more.
Mm. Like varieties of cheese, do you mean? Because you can, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's varieties of jelly, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of varieties of jelly. And with the grilled cheese, I like that this is the last one that we're getting.
Yeah, I'm going with peanut butter and jelly.
But with the grilled cheese, are we able to add in, because I know a lot of people add in, like bacon strips into their grilled cheese. Yeah. Are we able to do that? Are we
going like I would say classic.
Classic style.
Yeah. Classic style. But, I mean, for peanut butter and jelly, you get a wide breadth of berry jellies, or maybe you go crazy and do a peanut butter and marmalade or something.
You're out of your mind.
But you wouldn't do that. So you're pretty much stuck with like berry jellies, where grilled cheese, you could go you could do smoked Gouda. You could do a Havarti. You could do a jalapeno Havarti. You could go old cheddar. You could
go
marble.
I can only get so erect.
And let's push the limits. But I think that creates such a vast flavor profile, mm-hmm. which you just don't get with the different berry jams.
You've made some excellent reasoning.
Thank you.
So you're going grilled cheese.
I certainly
and
am.
You're going PB&J? Or are you?
PB&J.
You're going PB&J. Here we go. Oh, wow. That is a huge margin. Not one I was anticipating.
They've all been so close, though.
Grilled cheese wins out at 72%, which I was not anticipating.
Yeah. I mean, they're great sandwiches.
Yeah, they're both great.
Hats off to all these sandwiches. They're all
good on
goddamn
you.
Champs.
Good on you, sandwiches. Can we just say good on you, sandwiches? Well done.
Proud of
well,
you.
Well, thanks for participating in that one. I'll come up with something weird and gross for you next time you're visiting, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought the sandwiches were good. I'm just really hungry again.
Which type of snake do you want up your butt or something?
Fuck that.
You want all of them at once.
Anaconda.
What's the final song of the evening there?
Final one here, Tim O'Connor to take us out. Here is Love Seeks No Easy Way Out on Pull the Plug.
I lay down beside you. I lay down, my God, and I try to explain how my head leads my heart, but my heart's found it's home and it's only with you. A love I could leave if I wanted to, for love seeks no easy way out. I've fallen like leaves and I fail to see how else it could be now. Senseless to walk you when I'm left defenseless, long since disarmed by your endless undying kindness. I feel it right, only right, I tell you, of a love I could leave if I wanted to, for love seeks no easy way out. And all that I need, well, I saw in you. Please believe in me now. Lead you straight to me. but need you to stay. I lay down beside you, I lay down, I lay down, I lay down beside you, I lay down, I lay down, I lay down beside you, I lay down, I lay down, I lay down beside you, I lay down.
Tim O'Connor, Love Seeks No Easy Way Out, and that's going to do us for PTP this evening.
Oh, I've been done. All right.
Yeah, that good. Cheese did you in.
That cheese, whew, man, I am exhausted by that. thanks for coming up, Shane. This was fun. Before you leave, though, we do have the one quiz question.
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember where listeners of the show should go so that they can make sure that they're getting the most up-to-date information on Pull the Plug?
Anchor.fm/pull the plug.
Oh!
Smart fucking guy.
Fucking legend.
He believes in science.
Have you ever heard of science?
that's a great point.
Amazing.
That's going to be the tagline for the show. Again, anchor.fm/pull the plug. Again, we've changed hosting stuff, so if you want to make sure you're getting the latest and greatest from us, just go there and subscribe to
resubscribe the
platform that you prefer to use. It's super easy that way. So
yeah.
And you can stay up to date with everything Pull the Plug related. Just head on over to our website,
p2ppodcast.com.
Shane, any final words before you say goodbye to the people?
Fuck you.
All right.
Right on.
That seems about right. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And remember, kids, keep masturbating.
Kiss my Kirby butt. Goodbye.
We sound like a swarm of bees.
We are all falling through a black hole. Can you fall through a black hole? I don't think that's how it works. You get sucked in. Get crushed. Sounds great.